Cool.
Volley, obviously, good hit out there today, bringing out the double 100. How'd you feel out there?
Yeah, it was nice. Obviously, a long form game. We don't really get to play much of it, so it's just trying to make the most of it. Obviously, had some really solid partnerships with Pip and Mads as well, so it was sort of just nice to bat time without having any sort of pressure on how fast we had to score or how, you know, the 50 overs or the 20 overs that we usually play.
I guess a good opportunity as well. You don't get to play many fixtures with this much time in terms of the 3 days. And obviously having not tested test cricket, yes, must be pretty nice to be able to sort of test yourself, I guess, in this arena with a bit more time on your hands.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, I haven't faced a red ball since I was 12, so that was a new challenge last week. Had Motza throw him under the bus here. He was wiping it sunscreen on the ball to keep the swing on, sort of testing me last week. But, yeah, it was nice to get, you know, the opportunity to face the red ball and face the girls for a long period of time and just sort of test my skills.
I guess how do you come into this game? How do you prep for a game like this when, as you say, you haven't faced the red ball and so used to playing the shorter formats? How do you actually sort of prep coming into a game like this?
Not too dissimilar to a one-day game or a T20 game, to be fair. Just tried to leave some balls in training last week, and I started a bit hesitant, and then I sort of just didn't want to change the way I played too much, because I've been pretty happy with the way I've been playing WNCL back end of the year, so I wanted to sort of play the same sort of style, but just do it for longer.
I guess sort of how do you see it from your perspective coming through as a younger player, sort of seeing the Aussie girls playing more tests and sort of getting this opportunity? It must be pretty cool to sort of be able to, especially with selectors and stuff here and the Aussie coach here today, to sort of put your hand up knowing that they are playing more tests at the moment.
Yeah, obviously it's good to see the girls playing more tests, and I'm sure that there's some more coming as well, but it's, you know, it's been nice to have the opportunity to use a red ball and play for a long period of time. Obviously we don't play it any in club or domestically, so it's sort of nice to just have the one-off game that we can all sort of test our skills and try different things.
And I guess how are you feeling personally? You sort of, you know, been around a lot of the LTA squads and sort of been around the setup for a while now. Sort of how are you feeling about your own game and where you're at?
I'm quite happy at the moment. I sort of went through a little patch probably last year and the start of this year that I wasn't too happy with, but sort of just stuck at it and decided the way that I want to play my cricket. And, you know, I've really enjoyed playing there. You know, after Big Bash and coming into this game, it's been really enjoyable and just been enjoying it. Sometimes I, you know, put too much pressure on myself and it can come crumbling down, but no, I've just been enjoying batting and enjoying my time in the middle.
When you come into this game, even like with prep and stuff like that, do you pick the brains of, say, a Beth Mooney or Jess Janelson or someone who sort of played this, or you just sort of come in and just take it as it is and from it over?
No, I haven't really picked anyone's brain. Obviously they're over in India. I haven't really. I sort of just came into it with a, you know, open mindset of a new challenge, and, you know, it's an exciting way to finish the year. And I think a lot of the girls are excited to, you know, play this one before we go on leave. So, yeah, it's sort of just a nice little challenge that we had before we go.